Listening Library presents Three Willows, The Sisterhood Grows by Anne Brashares. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. The smallest sprout shows there is really no death. Walt Whitman, Song of Myself. The roots of the willow tree are remarkable for their strength and tenacious hold on life. Chapter 1. The last day of school was a half day. Tomorrow, the entire eighth grade would pile back into the gym for the graduation ceremony, but that was just for an hour, and their families would be there. The next time Amma went to school, it would be high school. Everything is changing, Amma thought. Usually she took the bus home, but today she felt like walking. She wasn't sure why. She wasn't sentimental. She was purposeful and forward-looking, like her older sister. But it was an aimless time of day, and she wasn't hauling her usual 20 pounds of textbooks, binders, and notebooks. Today she felt like treading the familiar steps she'd walked so many times when she was younger, when she was never in a hurry. She couldn't help thinking about Polly and Joe as she walked. So when she saw them up ahead, waiting at the light to cross East-West Highway, it almost felt like they appeared out of her memory. Amma was surprised to see Polly and Joe together. From this long view, she was struck by the naturalness of the way they stood together, and at the same time, the strain. She doubted they had started off from school together. These days, Joe usually left school with her noisy and flirting group of